Hi, this is Shane Adams, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, hey everybody, it's Jason Dessert. Glad you guys are tuning in today. Hanging out here with a friend of mine from Findlay, Ohio. And we actually go to the same church together. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I'm hanging out with Jeff Martin. And he and his wife, Kelly, are doing something that's just, well, I think pretty awesome. And, you know, everybody knows about what's been going on down in Haiti. You know, the earthquake and everything. And now people are trying to, you know, help as much as we can. But, you know, Jeff, what are you guys doing?
Well, we heard a lot about what's going on, and you know, they're getting into the rainy season down there, and there's still a lot of people that are displaced and without homes and without houses, and so they've got these tent cities in Port-au-Prince and in the surrounding areas where people are living in, and the conditions are really, really bad, and you know, there's very little privacy. Some of the people just have, you know, a tarp strung between a couple trees. And so what we're doing is we're going to raise some money and send some supplies to Missionary Flights International.
Okay.
And we're going to help to relieve some of the difficult living conditions and help them out. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up our own little tent city in Riverside Park in Findlay.
Okay.
From 5 o'clock in the evening, April 30th, till 5 o'clock in the evening on May 2nd. We're going to be there at Riverside Park.
So is that a Thursday to Sunday or
that
Sunday,
is a Friday through a Sunday.
Friday through Sunday, okay. Yep. You can do that down there. And, I mean, what... So is the goal just to bring awareness, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it's more than just awareness. I mean, we actually want to send supplies. It's so easy to send money, but you can't always be certain how that money is being spent or how much of that money is actually going towards direct relief of the people. And we figured, you know, sending supplies, they've already got their flights scheduled and they're planning their stuff to fly down there. So, you know, okay, if we can get the supplies to them so that they can send the supplies to them,
sure,
and tents and some other supplies, bleach and okay, disinfectants and some tarps and that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. And you know, if somebody wants to get in on the tent city part of it, how can they do that?
Well, they can get in contact with myself, or, you know, contact the Catalyst Church in Findlay that they would be able to forward it on to us. You want me to give my email address?
Yep.
My email address is jeff.martin42@gmail.com.
Okay. Can you give that one more time?
That's Jeff, JEFF.Martin, MARTIN, 42@gmail.com.
Okay. And do you mind giving a telephone number?
Sure, I can give a telephone number too. Okay. It's my phone number is 717-490-2818.
Okay, give me one more time.
One more time, 717-490-2818.
Okay, and so people can get a hold of you there as far as getting, you know, like maybe a youth group is what you guys are thinking maybe?
In a youth group, you know, the more people, there's this grassy spot between the band shell there at Riverside Park and the waterfall pavilion there, and we want to fill that grassy spot with tents.
Okay.
And we'll get some signs out by the road too to draw awareness to it, but you know, we want to have donation buckets there that people can bring checks or cash right there too, or you know, we also want to get the people who are coming, we would like to have sponsor sheets for them too, so that they can get people to sponsor them to spend 48 hours in a tent. And you know, it's kind of corny to think about it, the end of April, camping, tenting, it's, you know, it's rainy season around here too, so we're kind of praying for rain that you know, raise awareness, and so that people in the Findlay area can look at these crazy people in tents in Riverside Park and find out what they're all about and what they're doing.
It kind of reminds me of Ichthus, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah.
Down in Wilmore, Kentucky, because it was always in April and it rained every year, so that's a good time
there.
So,
you go.
So but you know, are you guys planning on doing, you know, is there Any planned activities or anything, or is it just?
Well, we were planning on finishing the weekend out Sunday, you know, with some Bible study or a little, you know, get some guitars and some worship going on Sunday morning. We're probably being right there in the middle of the city and with tents and stuff. We're not going to want to leave things unattended,
right,
for any amount of time. And that fact that we're not ending until 5 o'clock on Sunday evening, we're planning on being there the whole time. And okay, so we'll do some worship together and maybe some Bible study then on Sunday and wrap it up that way.
Great, great. And so, and you're doing this emergency fund for Haiti, and this is you can find more information out at disasterrelief.cggc.org. Again, that's disasterrelief.cggc.org. You can find more information out there. And items you're looking for, what kind of items?
Well, there's a list at the website there. There's a list of items there. I mean, tents, nothing too ridiculous, mm-hmm, but they're looking for tents and some disinfectant supplies, bleach, tarps, okay, and I don't know what else.
What about like shoes
there
and flip flops?
Yeah, flip flops is one of the things that they had there. Okay. They didn't want any clothes. They didn't want, there was something else listed there that they didn't
like
want.
Like blankets,
also,
maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, and then also I see first aid kits.
Yes, first aid kits was one of the other things that they could, in high demand.
Okay, and you know, people could maybe just go to a, you know, local store and just pick that up.
Right, right. And we're also, you know, we're planning on talking to some of the stores in the Findlay area. You know, we've only got what, like two and a half weeks until the event. We're mm-hmm going to be hopefully talking to Meijer and Menards and some of the stores around there and see if they sure would be interested in donating some of the supplies themselves directly instead of people, you know, donating money to us and us going have to get the supplies if they would want to donate supplies as well.
Okay, so great. And then, you know, getting it down there is not going to be cheap. And
correct,
it's going to cost money. So, I mean, are you guys hoping to get donations that way too?
If there are people that would like to donate towards shipping costs, that would be greatly appreciated, no doubt. But, you know, we're trusting in God for this. And if it comes down to it that we have to foot the bill of sending it down ourselves, then, you know, God's going to provide for us directly then.
Mm. You know, Matthew 25:40, everybody, it says, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And I just want to really encourage you, you know, to think this through. You know, I mean, it's a weekend. It's not going right to, you know, take a whole lot of time, to be honest. You're going to be hanging out with other Christian brothers and sisters.
Right.
You know, really, I think it would just be a good fellowship time. It'd be a good time to worship God. And you're helping people out.
Right.
I mean, so just what a great way. And again, where is it at?
It's going to be at Riverside Park in Findlay, Ohio. Riverside Park is right, well, it's right along the river.
Okay.
Right off of Tiffin Avenue on McManus / Osborne Street.
Okay.
In Findlay, Ohio.
Okay. And, you know, what, again, if there's a youth pastor listening or a youth who's like, you know what, I want to go do this, how can they get a hold of you, Jeff?
Well, my email address is jeff.martin42@gmail.com, or you can give me a call on my phone. It's 717-490-2818. And use either one of those, or if you want to contact the Catalyst Church in Findlay, Ohio, they can forward and ask about the Haiti tent city.
Okay.
And Jeff and Kelly Martin are doing, then they can, okay, forward information on to us.
And the Catalyst Church's phone number is 419-422-0898. Again, that's 419-422-0898. And does that go directly to the pastor, or do you know who?
I'm not sure if that goes. That I think that goes directly to the office.
Okay, great. And again, that's the Catalyst Church in Findlay, Ohio, off of Sandusky Street there. That you can find out more information about this, and if you can't get a hold of Jeff or his wife, Kelly. And, you know, why, Jeff, why do you and Kelly want to do this so much?
Well, just, you know, God has blessed us in the United States with so much. You know, compared to other countries in the world, they have so little, and I am absolutely convinced that God has given us so much so that we can give to those who have less. And it's just a really practical way to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to people in Haiti and supply for their needs. And like you read out of Matthew, you know, do unto the least of these.
Yeah. You know, it really, you know, when I heard about what was going on down there, I mean, to be honest, I haven't seen a whole lot of footage myself. with what was happening down there. But I do have a friend who's actually in the Marines, and he had to go down on the first group that went for, basically just relief,
yeah,
helping them. And he was in charge of putting together all, like, the getting the electrical back up and communications, okay, and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, honestly, I was like, they got to do what? I mean, I was seriously, like, very confused, because I was like, you mean it's that bad down there? And,
well, they didn't have a whole lot down there to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, the infrastructure that was existing before the earthquake was, people were living in aluminum shacks and tin shacks, and they're just, then an earthquake comes through, and what wasn't built out of,
at that scale.
Yeah, exactly. And what wasn't built out of aluminum was built out of concrete, and, you know, when an earthquake comes through and knocks concrete down, it's a big deal to put it back up again.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and we had, you know, one of our friends from the Catalyst, Shelly Hitz, went with a team down to Haiti, and she's a physical therapist, and she went down and was helping firsthand, helping these people in the clinics, and just reading her story in her blog and on her Facebook site and whatnot, that was just, you know, it really wrenched our hearts. And, you know, my wife Kelly is teaching our kids at home, and they're reading these blogs and the accounts and watching videos of this stuff that's going on down there. And it just tore our hearts up inside, yeah, that these people who had so little and are just completely devastated by this earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do whatever we can to help them out. And, you know, we don't have a whole lot. We've got a mess of, yeah, kids like you do, Jason.
Sure.
So.
Yep. And, you know, though, it, you know, like Jesus said, though, I mean, we've got to help. I mean,
absolutely,
we need to help the least of these. And I think, at least from what I've seen, what I've heard, I think this qualifies.
I would say that it definitely qualifies as the least of these.
You know,
they started out with nothing, and they had what little they had taken away by an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to, you know, regarding the Tent City again, if people want to maybe stop by the Tent City itself, let's,
sure,
say once it's there, I mean, can they be bringing, I'm going to read these items off here, can they be bringing, you know, bleach, it says other disinfectants, can they bring tents? Could they?
Absolutely, yeah.
They,
you know, if
they could just bring it?
If people are more comfortable bringing the actual supplies that we're going to be sending through Missionary Flights International, then, you know, God bless them. That's what we're after. If they want to donate money, we'll take the money that's donated and purchase supplies and use that towards shipping possibly and get the stuff there. But we, you know, however people can help.
You know, I want to just challenge our listeners right now. I want to challenge our listeners, you know, regarding the tents. Now, the reality is, who's ever listening to this, you're probably living in a house or an apartment or something like that. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but more than likely, you're not living on the street in a cardboard box right now. I really want to encourage you to maybe think about purchasing a tent, and this is why. Because you're living in a house, you're living in a decent apartment, even if it's the biggest dump possible, it's nicer than what these people have, okay? And so I want to encourage you to think about not just purchasing a tent, but I want you to consider purchasing something that's any size but the highest quality. I want to encourage you to think about getting one that, you know, maybe is going to cost you a couple hundred, maybe $300. And this is why. Because this thing needs to last. It's not just, okay, well, we're going to put up this little pup tent. Remember, they're in the rainy season, and they need help. They need shelter bad. So how about let's give them something that maybe they could use, oh, let's say in if they're going in a jungle. What I mean is on some kind of place and they're doing, you know, research somewhere, like scientists, we give them the best material. How about let's do that for these people? Well, I mean, I know that might be a little far out there, but what do you think, Jeff?
I think that sounds great. And, you know, I grew up going camping with my family quite frequently, and there were times where we would go camping, and it would start pouring, and we're setting up the tent, or, you know, at night, in the middle of the night, when, yeah, when we're sleeping in the tent, and it starts pouring. And it's a big deal, even in a tent, when it starts raining.
Yeah.
But, and these people, some of these people have even less than that. They're just a tarp stretched between two trees that they're sleeping under, and, you know, they're trying to bathe and dress inside this makeshift shelter, and it's
so they
just,
don't have sides on that thing?
Some of these people don't even have sides, and it's
wow.
But, well, you can understand that there's like no privacy.
Yeah,
and so along with this, there's a great rise in violent crime towards women and that sort of thing, and. You know, even just the privacy of a tent that you can close the door on and close the windows on so that you can bathe and dress in privacy, in security that, you know, that people aren't looking in.
Yeah.
So it just...
Yeah. You know, everybody, if you're interested in getting involved with this, you can find more information just regarding as far as emergency fund for Haiti at disasterrelief.cggc.org. Again, that's disasterrelief.cggc.org. And where can they reach you again, Jeff?
They can reach me either by email or by phone. My email address is jeff.martin42@gmail.com or my phone number, 717-490-2818.
Can you give both of those again?
Sure. Email address is jeff.martin42@gmail.com. My phone number is 717-490-2818.
And again, everybody, what we're looking for is possibly blankets, antibiotics, if you have access to that kind of stuff, first aid kits, shoes and flip-flops, tarps, all sizes, tents, any size. I want to encourage you again, highest quality. Bleach and other disinfectants. Everybody, you know what? I know in this country a lot of people are freaking out saying, you know, oh, the economy is so bad. It isn't this bad. It isn't. And I just really want to encourage you. Look, God will supply our needs. Again, whatever you did for the least of these, you brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Matthew 25:40. You know what, Jeff? If... you know, again, if there's a youth pastor listening or a student, maybe even a pastor, you know, I mean, you know, what are other groups that maybe could do it? You know, Boy Scouts, maybe?
Sure.
I don't know.
Well, we had looked into, when we started doing this, we had looked into doing this with my daughter's Girl Scout troop, but organizing a weekend camp over with the Girl Scout troop, I mean, it's probably similar with the Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, that kind of thing, too. It's a really big deal. There's a whole lot of... you know, stuff that you got to do just right in order to, you know, get their approval and that sort of thing. And so that proved to be too difficult for us to tackle at this point. So we decided to take it on ourselves. But if there is, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Eagle Scouts, Brownies, whatever, 4-H, I don't, you know, anybody that wants to help out, We'll accept any kind of help that people want to get. Sure.
You know, whatever it is. You know, and to everybody, you know, even if you're like, you know, well, I can't get my group to do this. How about you? You know, maybe you could just do something and you could give Jeff a call and say, you know what, I need one of those forms because I want to go out and try to raise some money and get that money.
Right. Yeah, we want to, you know, make sponsor forms available so that people can go out. It's a 48-hour tent city. So, you know, if you want to take a dollar for every hour that you're going to be there, and somebody wants to sponsor you for a dollar for every hour, or 50 cents, or $2, that kind of thing. You know, we can do that sort of thing, too.
That's great. And again, where's this going to be at?
This is going to be at Riverside Park in Findlay, Ohio, between the Bandshell and the Waterfall Pavilion. There's a nice grassy spot there and some picnic tables and that kind of thing. There's going to be bathrooms available for us to use. The city is being, you know, very generous in letting us use this park, and it's on city property, so we're gonna
what are the dates again?
The dates, April 30th, the last day in April, from 5 p.m. until May 2nd at 5 p.m.
Okay.
It's gonna be 48 hours in a tent city.
Yep, just hanging out and getting people aware. Again, you're going to hopefully have some buckets out there and people can donate that way. And
definitely.
Again, everybody, we're going to give you the information of reaching people and everything again one more time. But again, I just want to remind you, this is you can find more information at disasterrelief.cggc.org. And it's going to be through with Missionary Flights International. And we're trying to get... supplies is what the goal is here.
The goal is to send supplies, not like necessarily bleach, cash, but supplies.
Yeah, bleach, other disinfectants, tents, tarps, shoes, and flip-flops. I would guess, any kind of size shoe.
Right, any okay. size. Sure, from children through adults. I mean, yep. there are children that are affected by this as well.
First aid kits, antibiotics, blankets, and then they're going to get all this stuff together, everybody, and they're going to ship it down to Missionary Flights International. I'm looking at the address right here. They're just going to send it right down. So if you want to get information regarding this, as far as how to give and all that and support this, or maybe even be a part of the Tent City. Jeff, one more time. Give
one
your
more time. My contact information, my email address is jeff.martin42@gmail.com, or you can call me at 717-490-2818.
And everybody, you know, I just want to finish with this. You know, as most of you know, I get to hang out online, unfortunately, probably too much, but I talk to people who are Christians. I get the chance to talk to people who are not Christians, atheists, agnostics, all over the board. Look, the reality is a lot of people in the world think that we don't do anything, meaning that all they say is, oh, all you do is whine and moan, and I could say some words that probably aren't very nice right now, and people just say, you don't do anything, and I always come back usually saying, you aren't looking too hard. And this is just one way that we can show the world that we actually do care. This is one way that we can show people, look, the Christian community is doing something. And, you know, I want to encourage you, too, if you're not even in Ohio and you're listening to this, you know what? Maybe you need to go on here and maybe become a part of this, too. It's, again, disasterrelief.cggc.org. And, Jeff, I'm going to give you the last word.
We're just looking to help people that have nothing and next to nothing, and in some cases less than nothing. And God has blessed us with a house over our head and a job and food to eat, and we just want to give whatever we have of ourselves. And, you know, for us, with the family, we have a lot of bills and stuff, so we don't have a whole lot that we can give, but we can give our time and we can raise awareness in the community. And so sure. whatever people can give, you know, whether it's their time raising sponsors or if they have supplies that they can donate, God bless them.
All right. Well, thank you for what you and your wife are doing. And everybody, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org. So